Unit 10, Audio 59.
I've been asked to take over a failing team that has been without a leader for several months. They're quite demotivated, and they've got used to operating as a self-managing team. They're a very disparate group of people, very different in their ways of working, although very good at what they do. The problem is, they're currently functioning as individuals, not as a team. I can already see there's a massive duplication of effort, and they're not being productive. In that sense, they're quite dysfunctional. They're used to a very specific leadership style, and they're extremely loyal to their previous team leader, who was a big personality, hands-on, very charismatic. She was extremely supportive of them individually, and they were quite dependent on her. She left suddenly, and they miss her. So I'm starting from a pretty challenging position. So how am I going to approach this? Okay, I know I can't just walk in and take over and expect everything to be fine. There will be issues. It won't be confrontational, that's not my style. But there are two things I need to do, and they're going to take time. The first is to establish my authority with them as team leader. But I need to get them to accept my authority, not force it on them, so they, in a sense, give me permission to lead them. I need to get to know them individually, find out what motivates them, and consult them on key decisions. I'll have to be consistent in my expectations and feedback, and just generally make them feel valued. Unless I can instill confidence in them that I'm up to the job and that I have the interests of the whole team at heart, it won't work. Secondly, I have to get them to work as a team again. It won't be easy. Essentially, I have to try to build a culture of trust between the individual team members. I sense that at the moment they don't have this, that they're all competing with each other. I need to find a way to get them to work together. I don't know exactly how this will happen, not yet, but it's essential for me to develop a sense of cohesion within the team. Otherwise, nothing will change and the team will continue to fail.